Palestinian gunmen opened fire in the West Bank near Ramallah today, killing 6 Israelis, according to military officials. In the past 24 hours, 10 Israelis and 12 Palestinians have died. The relentless violence has some Israelis searching for a bold proposal to break the impasse. Yesterday, more than 1,000 Israeli reserve generals and retired security officials released a plan to pull Israel out of much of the West Bank and nearly all of the Gaza Strip. The plan is controversial, but as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, many Israelis are taking it seriously.
The Palestinian shootings near a roadblock north of Ramallah came hours after Israeli helicopters fired missiles at a Hamas building in a Gaza refugee camp, killing 2 Palestinians. Witnesses said a teenage girl was among the critically injured. Israelis also began demolishing houses in the Gaza Strip until an Israeli high court order temporarily stopped the bulldozers. Israeli forces exacted a heavy toll after Palestinian attacks killed 4 Israelis. 3 Palestinians were killed overnight in the Gaza Strip, and 2 were shot and killed as Israeli troops raided a Palestinian village near the West Bank city of Nablus. 4 other Palestinians were killed while carrying out attacks, including a suicide bomber who was kicked off an Israeli bus, killing only himself in the blast. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said his intention was to deliver the hardest of blows to the terrorist groups. Palestinian militia leader Marwan Barghouti said Israel's military superiority would never bring security.
There is one way for the security and the stability and the peace in the Middle East to put an end for the Israeli military occupation.
Amid the growing tension and fear, another group of Israelis is calling on the government to remove the Israeli presence from most of the occupied territories. These are not members of the peace camp who rallied over the weekend in Tel Aviv. These are more than 1,000 reserve generals and ex-members of the Mossad and Shin Bet security services. They call themselves the Council for Peace and Security, and their analysis is that the peace process is at a dead end and the occupation of Palestinian territories is a huge drain on Israel's finances and public morale. Their proposal, a unilateral withdrawal by Israel to the Green Line, which represents the pre-1967 boundaries of Israel. Reuven Merhav, a former security official and past director general of the foreign ministry, says that means evacuating the settlements in the Gaza Strip, leaving only a security presence along the border with Egypt, and giving up much of the West Bank. In other words, officially abandoning the right-wing dream of a greater Israel. Merhav says his group, which boasts a massive amount of security and foreign policy expertise, is trying to get Israelis to focus on the cold hard fact that Israel simply doesn't have the capacity to maintain a Jewish majority democratic state over so large an area.
If we continue the way we are, we shall be a minority within Western Palestine. We shall not be able to hold on to the democratic bases of our government, which are so important to us. And what is more important, we shall not be able for a long time to live within the tensions, terrible tensions, between the very exclusive democratic club to which we belong and the terrible violent neighborhood in which we live.
The pullout in the West Bank would only be partial, with Israel maintaining control over the Jordan Valley and 3 major settlement blocks that include some 80% of the settler population. Those blocks have been discussed in past negotiations with the Palestinians. Jerusalem would be the subject of future talks. The plan has stirred unease among the Israeli left and outright hostility on the right. Zev Boehm, a conservative member of the Israeli parliament, says once Israel retreats to the Green Line, the Palestinians will be convinced that terrorism works.
The meaning in Palestinian eyes can be, okay, we forced Israel by this intifada to withdraw to the Green Line. Now, if we will make more pressure, military pressure than terror and attacks and kill civilians, etc., we can reach all we want, actually, all Palestine.
The plan has found no friends among Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's government and has drawn opposition among Palestinians. There's even some dissent within the council making this proposal. But Merhav says it's time Israel refocused on its fundamental beliefs and stopped trying to rule both Israel and the Palestinian territories. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.